independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Play ball. Can you believe that? Can you believe that today? Can you believe that? All right, we'll get to the partisan politics. We're going to do it. But of all the things, the bipartisan kind of thing, getting ready for the congressional baseball / softball game tomorrow night, Nats Field, right? Nationals Park. Enjoy themselves, can raise about $500,000+ for charities locally. One time they get together, they don't dislike each other. Could actually do something that's selfless. And lo and behold, here comes a 66-year-old cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs idiot, driven by hatred and disgust and pissed at the world. And lo and behold, he starts shooting people. Disgusting? Absolutely. Matt Mika, Zach Barth, and of course, Steve Solis' shot would have been a lot worse today had it not been for Steve being there. Only people understand that if you haven't heard, he is essentially third in line. Should something happen to the president, Pence, Paul Ryan, then him. And because of that, Capitol Police follow him around. And if it wasn't for the Capitol Police, it could have gotten really ugly.
Everybody probably would have died except for the fact that the Capitol Hill Police were there. And the only reason they were there is because we had a member of leadership on our team.
That membership, member of leadership, Steve Solis, is fighting for his life right now. He was shot. He was wounded in the hip. And Scalise, here's the thing about Scalise. Here's a guy who was shot, and he made the effort to get the hell out of where he was from. And if you're out in a situation like that, it starts slowly. You don't know what's happening. I think we always think that this is one of those things where it was a 30-minute thing. It may have taken 2 minutes from start to finish for this thing to be done. Paul Ryan was out there, one of the few senators playing in the game, discussed what he saw.
In the field, I see Representative Scalise is shot but moving, and he's trying to drag himself through the dirt out into the outfield.
And that's what he did. So through the dirt, blood leaking everywhere, into the outfield. He was in the outfield when a few of the congressmen and senators who happened to be doctors got out to him and were able to tend to him once the Capitol Police got into a battle with him and were able to put this clown down. Donald Trump talked about the clown.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died.
Dead. I had to be real. I mean, what is it? The question needs to be asked by this guy. What is it? And of course, you'll get the usual stuff, right? They go talk to some of his friends. This is one of his friends. His name is Dale, not given his last name, talking about this clown.
He's always happy-go-lucky. It just took me by surprise when I saw it on the news today that he did what he did.
Could have been worse. Could you imagine? Let's just throw it out there, right? The what-ifs of the world. That the Capitol Police aren't there because Scalise isn't there today. He's somewhere else. So that means our leaders in this country have virtually no protection. And a guy comes out with a high-powered rifle and is able to take out 8, 10, 12 of them, maybe more. Could you imagine, for all the Russia talk, for all of the craziness, the damage that would do? Could you imagine the damage that would be done in a situation like that? Sad. Absolutely. Apparently, he'd been living out of his car, according to some. He had moved only about March to the area there, the Alexandria area, You know, we'll find out more and more. And yes, I mean, politics is part of everything we do. Now, it does not matter. We are now this culture. What took place? Somebody was shot. Was it a cop? Cop shot somebody. Was he black? Yes. Was he unarmed? Oh, he was. There's a story. Let's go. What took place? Person drove into a crowd. Was his name Muhammad? Okay, there's a story. Oh, it's just a drunk old white guy? Nothing there. Right? We all run to figure out who did what. Whose side is responsible for this? Meanwhile, Steve Scalise is fighting for his life. Went into surgery, spoke to his wife before he went in, and he is fighting for his life. He's in critical condition. Looks like he's going to make a recovery, but again, you never know. You never know in a situation like this. And you've got two people, the Capitol Police, who are there just hanging out, right? Because you're thinking to yourself, most people out there couldn't pick Scalise out of any lineup, right? Unless you're from Louisiana, you're not picking this up at all. So this guy, though, he knew he's going for. Absolutely. In fact, earlier, he actually wandered up to a few of the people that were there and actually asked them if, hey, who is that, Republicans or is that Democrats?
There was a gentleman that walked up to us, kind of a middle-aged guy, and wanted to know whether there was Republicans or Democrats out there.
And again, we will touch on the politics of it all later across the board, because it's a shame on everyone in a lot of ways. It is. You should be pissed off. Yes, you should. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You should be pissed off that our leaders were attacked in such a way. You should absolutely be angry. You should be pissed. 110% you should be angry and pissed. It's not who we are. It's not what we're about. But people look for demons and monsters, and two sides here make up demons and monsters. Rand Paul took to the floor today.
In the field, I see.
Paul Ryan took to the floor today, and he was, you could tell that, you know, again, this is their coworkers, right? This is their friends. These are people they break bread with. These are people that they know intimately as far as their lives, you know, their friends. And you could tell that, you know, even Schumer and Pelosi and them, they were frazzled by this. This was something that, you know, you think, whoa, what the hell? I mean, come on. I mean, we argue. We don't like each other. We say a bunch of crap. We use the American people, but whoa.
We are all horrified by this dreadful attack on our friends and on our colleagues and those who serve and protect this Capitol.
An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
Attack on one is attack on all. We can't have that in this country, though. We can't. We can't have that in this country. The frustration, the anger, I understand, and we will talk about that. The rhetoric is ridiculous. We will talk about that. We'll break down a bit of who this guy is. I don't want to give him any. I'm not even going to say his name because not worth it. But this is something that is not who we are. As angry as we are, as pissed off as we are at times, as divided as we are, this is not who we are. We can do better. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We got so much stuff to talk about. We have more breaking news in just a moment. We're going to get to huge, massive news that's breaking right now. Straight ahead, Chat Benson Show.
Why
get oily, greasy takeout when you can have fresh Chad 24/7? Free of charge at ChadBensonShow.com. Click on Chad's podcast and enjoy freshly canned Chad. Catch the Chad Benson Show on iTunes, too, and nibble to your heart's content.
I was absolutely shaken by the news of a shooting early this morning at the baseball field in Alexandria, where many of my friends and colleagues were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game, an event that brings us together each year.
Chuck Schumer right there. Definitely, you could tell, look, he was concerned. And remember, they're human beings, and they fight. There's partisanship for sure. Very rarely is there bipartisan loving, if you will. Today, President called for unity. You sit here, and I think Steve Scalise is going to be fine. I think this whole thing is going to suss itself out over the next 24, 48 hours. There's a reason this guy was the way he was. But it's, you know, it's frustrating. We shouldn't be like this to one another. And this goes across the board, even on my Facebook posts, on all my social media, the people that argue, the people that banter back and forth, the trolls, the angry people, they're on both sides of the aisle. I know the right gets accused of a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff, man, you know what? People are spot on about that. The left, you've got your angry people out there. Well, you do. You've got your angry, angry, angry people out there as well. In fact, you know, as everybody points out, this guy, oh, he's a Bernie supporter. He's a Bernie supporter. I'm not blaming Bernie Sanders for any of this. I'm not. That's not who I am. Sorry. It's ridiculous. Bernie today was speaking when he found out what took place and who this guy was.
Madam President, I have just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice this morning is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign.
You hear that? You're like, whoa. Was it me? Did my words cross? What did my words do? But it's not. That's just it. It's not Bernie's words alone. It's a makeup of a human being with the mixture of the right kind of stuff.
I am sickened by this despicable act. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms.
And I think he meant it. There's no doubt. Bernie, as much as he was a radical at one time, and as much as he sees the country that we live in, that he would like to shape in a different direction, I don't buy. You know what? I'm sorry. This is. I saw people today. It's all Bernie and people like, you know, slow your roll. All right. Slow your roll. Everybody loves to live in the glass house, and they want to throw stones at the other glass house while making sure that nobody throws stones at theirs. It's not the way it is. It's not. All sides here have to take some culpability in today. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We like to make you hipper. We like to make you cooler. We like to make you just a little bit slicker on the streets. That way, when you talk to the youth of America, you could throw out some of these phrases and lines and words that make you, well, you know, they're like, wow, that person's got some cred. It's called our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Today's urban word, pretty simple. Phrase, baby bird hands. What? Baby bird hands. It means you've got to approach a subject, a something or someone, and with the utmost care, you've got to be gentle. Whether you're breaking the news or whether you're doing something for somebody, you've got to be gentle. You got to have baby bird hands. Because otherwise, it could go to hell in a handbasket fast. It's your urban phrase of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Now, before we went to break, I said there was breaking news, and the breaking news is in August 26th. Phil, where are you going to be on August 26th?
I'm hoping to be in Vegas, my friend.
Why is that, my good friend?
Because Mayweather McGregor is on!
It's on! It's on! That's right. Mayweather McGregor Saturday night, August 26th. Money Mayweather, Conor McGregor squaring it off, the arguably the biggest name in maybe in all contact sports right now, Conor McGregor, and definitely the biggest name still in boxing in Floyd Mayweather, will square off August 26th. It's a Saturday night in what is seen to be something that I think the sport itself needs. I actually put breaking fun news because this is actually breaking fun news. I think boxing needs this more than MMA does. And boxing needs a jolt. Although I heard several boxers say, you know, if Mayweather's to lose this, it ruins boxing forever. That's a lot of pressure. I don't think he's going to lose it. I don't. I think you bet $1,000, you get $650 back. He has got, first of all, if you know nothing about boxing, know this. Floyd Mayweather is probably the greatest defensive fighter of all time. The best boxers in the world stress just to touch him with their gloves, just to get around him. He's so good. I think Mayweather is going to find that, yes, fighting other guys for a minute here and a minute there, it's not boxing. Where Mayweather is great at the grappling and the kicks and the stuff like that, there's none of that right now. You're going to have to box somebody. And I think he's going to give a good showing. I do. But I think in the end, I think it's not going to live up to the massive hype, but the interest will be there. People who don't follow sports will be interested in this because they know who Conor McGregor is. They know who Floyd Mayweather is. By the way, Floyd Mayweather, they're looking at $150 million, maybe more. Millions? $150 million? You got $250 million when he fought Pacquiao. So put that in perspective, maybe 150, maybe more. Depends on what the back end of the fight looks like. And if it's just as big as Pacquiao, that's 250 million. I think he'll take that. He knows he doesn't have a lot of those left. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. We've got the poll question up. Who do you have, Mayweather or Conor McGregor? Right now, McGregor has the lead. Early days yet, though. So Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
He was a middle-aged man, blue jeans and a blue shirt. I think he was Anglo, and he had a rifle, and I think he had an automatic pistol, but I wouldn't swear.
Well, the FBI is saying, that's Joe Barton there from Texas, House Republican, that he did have a gun that was a handgun of some sort, and he did have a rifle. So, a sad situation, a horrible situation. Luckily, not a tragic situation. But even sadder right now, and luckily because there is no deaths in this, is our reaction in this country to things like this, which is to run and find what you can to demonize what you perceive to be the other side, which in truth is just other Americans. Politics has never been more so divided. And through the centuries, politics has been nasty. It's been dirty. And we've been divided. Obviously, we've been very divided. We had a civil war. But as far as the day-to-day of us Americans, it's never been as divided because we have access to each other 24/7. 150 years ago, you were pissed at the political situation. You may go to town on Sunday at church and voice your opinion, or you may keep your mouth shut, but you know what you're not doing? Your neighbor's 3 miles away. You're not going over there to say something. All right? It's not happening. 20, 30 years ago, we were pissed at each other, but it would be an opinion piece or some news on the TV, and maybe we talk around the water cooler. But now we have access to each other's lives, to each other's opinions, and vice versa. So what do we do? Yeah, we go after each other. We piss each other off. We troll each other. We put our opinion out there, and away we go. Away we go. These people, they're all the same. I tell you this, I get the same emails from the same people that just happen to be in different places. Angry old white man over here, angry old white man over there. All pissed because the world is changing. One of them's mad because the world isn't the way it used to be. It's not as conservative. Men can marry men. Women can marry women. Oh, my God. People have choice. Girls go to college. Oh, my God. It's all changing too fast for them. On this side over here, old white man's pissed at the world because he should be in a better place. But it's the rich. It's the rich that has kept them down. It's the rich that's destroyed this country. It's the rich that's done all these horrible things. It's the Republicans. So I must demonize them and hate them. Same. Same. Young over here on the right. Dad. Been telling them all their lives how the world used to be a better place when they were younger and how it's ruined now. So what ends up happening? They're pissed at the world. Left over here. Young, they're pissed at the world too because they want the world to be free and open and full of lollipops and unicorns and happiness. But the rich, old white men have destroyed the earth. Can't be that way. They're all the same. Those are your groups for all intents and purposes. I get emails from all of them all the time. I'll do a subject and I'll get distastefully hateful emails from both sides telling me what a jerk I am. Challenging me to fist fights, saying things about my son. It's amazing. Politics does that to people. Politics does. Politics absolutely gets to the point nowadays where this has become a full contact game and we scream and yell at each other and we're pissed off at each other. I can go on my Facebook page right now. I can go on my Instagram. I can go on my Twitter and I see people saying horrible things to one another. Things you would never say probably to somebody else's face. People who are angry. And the funny thing is like, if you sat down with them for 5 minutes, what the hell are you angry about? Well, why don't you like? Diversity starts in the mind. We got to be more open to one another. This guy sits around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, reading Facebook news feeds and posts, going to the same place that he says, hey, the right has Breitbart and all these hateful things. He goes to what the left has, the Daily Kos and the Huffington Post and all of these things. And he fills himself with the same rhetoric that they have. Just one's left, one's right. And it's the same kind of anger. And it builds up. He's pissed at the world. And he's angry because he's in his late 60s and nothing's gone right for him. He's in his late 60s, and he sounds like he's been an angry man all the time. And he blames Reagan. And he blames Bush. And he blames Trump. He's got to have, right? Because he's a victim. In all of this, he's a victim. It's sad. We shouldn't be this way, but we are. We shouldn't be this way, but we are, because we have stopped having real dialogue with one another in this country. We stopped talking to one another and giving each other respect on their viewpoints. We've stopped doing any of that. We only have ourselves to blame. That's it. We only have ourselves to blame in a situation like this. Nobody else. Nancy Pelosi took to the floor today, and she said this. I thought she was very heartfelt. I thought she was very real, but she took to the floor today. I'll tell you what people said afterwards.
My prayer is that we can resolve our differences in a way that furthers the preamble to the Constitution, takes us closer to e pluribus unum.
People are like, what a joke. This is her fault. Her side's horrible. I'm like, side. Stop saying side. Stop saying stuff. It's ridiculous. My God. What the hell's wrong with people? But I see it every day, and so do you. You know, the one thing I'll say about my show, and this is me. This is who I am. I'm as real and as fair as you're going to get. I give it to both sides, and I give both sides praise when there's a need for it. But I don't have this nasty disposition that's easy to have, right? Because that's what gets it. You can put all kinds of horrible things out and get headlines, but you're not furthering anything. You're just getting people pissed off and angry. But that's what grabs the headlines. It ain't about the truth. It's not about progress. It's only about how much of a splash I can make. The Guardian, one of the most respected of the print publications I think that's left, is turning more towards the TMZ style kind of People magazine, grab your headlines kind of journalism now, because they need to replenish their dwindling readership. That's sad. So you go with big and bold. Alex Jones on TV the other night. You know, I had somebody who's a Bernie supporter actually wrote me today and said, what'd you think of the Alex Jones thing? I said, I think, you know what? I'm more interested not in Alex Jones, because I've seen Alex. I've met Alex. I know Alex. Not well, but I will say I don't care so much for him. I don't know the guy, you know, outside of a handshake and a quick conversation, talk a little bit about radio, but I don't care so much for Alex or not Alex. I want to know about the people that follow him. What is it? What is it about this that makes you buy into 90% of this? Some of it, you know, they'll say, look, it's funny, right? But a lot of people buy into this crap, and they sit around all day, and they got nothing going on, and they listen to this crap, and they take it in, and they got 24/7 news cycles, and they watch, and they soak it all up, and they get angrier and angrier, and they get more pissed and more pissed. And then you've got two sides that always have to make sure that the other side is deemed to be the boogeyman. Over here is the boogeyman on the left, and on the right is the thing in the shadows. Oh. And who are they? Well, they're the people that are going to rescue. Because you have to build up a bad so you could be the superhero. And that's what the right and left do. The right and left do that. They tell you, don't listen to what these people have to say. They don't have your best interest at heart. They just want to hurt you. They want to take from you. The reason you're in the place in life the way it is because of these people right here. And the people on the other side have said, no, they've taken from you. They've used you. They built their business on your back. They've done all these kind of things. They are hiding all their money. And the reason that you live where you live and oh my God, it's because of these people. And then they both say, oh, what? If you vote for me, I can slay that dragon. Oh, yeah. If you vote for me, I will keep that dragon away. I will keep the monsters at bay. They will not cross this moat. They will not get to you. That's the sad thing, is most people don't see that. Most people don't. So they sit there and they yell, and they don't listen to what anybody has to say, and they argue with people that they barely know or don't even know at all about stupid stuff that has nothing to do with anybody's life, never realizing that both sides pit you against one another for their best interest. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What are you doing this summer? Well, I'm going to go driving somewhere. Of course you are. Driving season is in full swing. But the last thing your road trip needs is an unexpected car repair costing you hundreds, potentially thousands of dollars. That's why I recommend extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. That's what I did for Betty. I love it. New water pump sets you back about $500 or so, right? How about it's hot outside. How about the air conditioner's not working? Are you sure it's not the Freon? No, the air conditioner's done. How much is that? $1,500? $2,000 for a transmission, $5,000 for an engine. And let's not forget that most cars nowadays have all kinds of gadgets and GPS and whatnot. Yeah. CarShield makes sure that's taken care of as well. Those little sensors cost you a grand. Holy moly. CarShield makes sure you have 24/7 roadside assistance. CarShield makes sure that you have a rental car while yours is in the shop. And the shop, you say, is the shop you say. You like this mechanic? You like that mechanic? Whatever mechanic you like, you take it to. They take care of the rest. They pay that mechanic directly. Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield like I did before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Benson or visit CarShield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We have a Twitter poll up right now about the Mayweather-McGregor fight that is going to happen. Got those results. So much more straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Fresh farm to table. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Melania Trump has reportedly invited her husband's supporters to join in on signing a card for his 71st birthday on Wednesday. According to the AFP, she recently sent out an email which stated, "I need your help to make it a birthday my husband will never forget." After mentioning the recipient's loyalty to the president and support for the Republican Party, the message goes on to say, "Donald will be glad to hear from friends like you who have meant so much to his and our party's success."
71st president's 71st birthday for the president, the Donald. I believe this is a I think anytime you're the president and you have a birthday, it's kind of one of those birthdays you'll probably never forget. But today with the shooting and the way things are gone, I think it's I think it's a day he wish he could forget. But happy birthday, Mr. President. Unlike other people out there, right or left, I do not wish you any harm, ill will, and I do not want you to fail. Somebody texted me earlier and said, you know what, even though I'm a Bernie supporter, he said, and I'm assuming it's a he, you know, because I think he said he was a Bernie bro at one time. Because even though I was a Bernie supporter, he went on to say that I couldn't support Trump just based on my, you know, my morals and my ethics. And I'm like, how could you support any of these people? Honestly. You know, I could see maybe why you'd support Bernie if you're just looking at somebody who's kind of somewhat squeaky clean and boring. You may not like his politics or his belief system, but if you're looking just for the moral, ethical side of things, I could see where you want somebody squeaky. You know, Ted Cruz, pretty squeaky clean, right? Rand Paul, Paul Ryan, if we're just looking for people who are squeaky clean and people who are, you know, just above board. But Hillary? I think we're all, when we end up supporting somebody, whether we like them or not as human beings, we want our president to succeed. We do. We want our president. We should want to. If you don't, you're a fool. You're an idiot. But sometimes you just can't. And I can have discord with people. I got no problem with that. I can sit there and have a true, you know, conversation with people. But sometimes I think, as you all know, it's like you're talking to somebody, but are they really listening? Are they hearing anything you have to say? Are they taking it in? Because you're listening to them intently, and a lot of times you're like, okay, I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from, but they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Well, I would have to question my integrity if I supported somebody like that. Well, then there's not a lot of people out there you're probably going to support. It's just not. But that's your belief system. That's your belief system. Other people have other belief systems. You got to give them their due as well and understand how they feel. He is 71, but he feels like he's younger.
There's a considerable age gap between Obama and Trump, who made history last year by becoming the oldest U.S. president ever elected. In fact, Trump turned 70 during the campaign. He reportedly responded to birthday wishes at one rally by saying, "I don't want to hear about it. I feel like I'm 35.
Awesome. Well, 30. He doesn't look bad for somebody who's 71. I'll say that. Right? There's some people out there, yeah, they're 60, but they look 80. And some people out there that are 70, and you're like, wow, that person looks 45 or 50. It's genes, baby. It's genes, right? If you got good genes, like look at Christie Brinkley. She's what, 60? She's ridiculous. She's ridiculous. She's gorgeous. That's all genes. Yeah, has she maybe had some work? Not going to say she hasn't, but not that much, right? It's funny because I just posted, you can go to at Chad Benson Show is the Twitter, and it's also the Instagram. Go feel free to follow me on there. And I posted something, and old Rich out there, producer Phil, because my beard is a little gray, I said I look distinguished. He told me I look like Mr. French.
Mine is so gray.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. I am super gray. I think I look distinguished. I do. So you can suck it. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. You follow me everywhere, kids. All across the board, at Chad Benson Show. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. ChadBensonShow.com is where you go to grab all the goodies and see all the stuff. We got a new design. It'll be up here in just a little bit. Anthony's working tirelessly at it. Check that out. You can also email the program, chad@chadbensonshow.com. It is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.